Katie and the Warrior King, Girls from the Street, Book 4, written by S.E. Smith, narrated by Allison River. Prologue. 13 years before.
Raja, tell me, Tasha purred, trailing her fingers up his bare arm and through his black hair. She leaned closer, her lips touching the soft lobe of his ear. Please. Raja Hadi frowned at the beautiful woman lying on the tousled sheets. He was sitting on the edge of the bed, wondering for the 100th time why he hadn't left hours ago as planned. He stiffened when Tasha gave a sharp, painful tug on the tender hair at his nape. He pulled out of her reach and stood.
This topic is not open for discussion.
Tasha fell back against the pristine white cotton sheets, a calculating expression briefly visible in her eyes before she lowered her lashes. She pushed her plump, red lipstick-stained bottom lip outward in a sultry pout. She had used that technique on him many times since they started seeing each other. It had been alluring 6 months ago, but it wasn't attractive now. Now he saw it for what it was, a manipulation.
I have to get cleaned up, he announced.
What is the hurry? I thought you were spending the night, she said as she sat up and scooted back against the pillows. She reached for a cigarette, and Raja let his expression show what he was thinking. The hotel room they were in was non-smoking, and she knew he didn't want her smoking around him. The scent clung to his hair, skin, and clothing. That could be dangerous. Rolling her eyes at his disapproval, she tossed the pack onto the nightstand without taking one. She folded her arms under her breasts, making them lift enticingly. The thrill of seeing a woman's bare breasts wasn't quite the same as it had been the first time he unveiled the soft, pale globes.
I could join you, she suggested, lifting her slender arm above her head and kicking the covers off to reveal a long expanse of smooth thigh.
Not this time,
he curtly replied. He gathered his things and entered the bathroom, taking care to lock the door behind him. Dropping his overnight bag on the counter, he turned on the shower and hung a towel on the hook by the door. His eyes paused on the door's lock. Unease pulsed through him.
Don't trust anyone, Raja. What about Idella? What about you?
He remembered asking. Harlem's lips had twitched.
I wish I could say you could trust us, son. But even that, I can't promise. If you ever cross over to the dark side...
The dark side. Much had happened in Raja's 17 years of life, but he still wasn't sure what that meant. Harlem Jones was his surrogate father, but he was also Raja's handler, so Raja could almost understand the advice about Harlem, but Idella? He would trust Idella with his life, and had. Tasha, though... Raja's unseeing eyes stared blindly at his reflection. What he knew about her was damning, and yet it was difficult to let go of the hope she had inspired. Perhaps it wasn't as bad as it seemed. Perhaps she could explain it all away. But he had not said anything to her about it. He knew what he knew, and it was time for that hope to die. Listening to his gut, he slid his hand into his overnight bag and pulled out his smallest knife. It was a Microtech Ultratech OTF. While impractical for daily use, Raja kept one because the blade would spring forward from within the handle, making the weapon easy to conceal. He brought it into the shower with him, placing it on the soap holder before he pulled the double-lined shower curtain closed. The hot water felt good across his shoulders. He soaped down and washed his hair. While he did, he thought about Tasha.
Do I love her?
When he had first met her at the corner coffee shop 6 months ago, he had fallen hard. Tasha Rhodes had brilliant blue eyes, stunning chestnut hair, and an hourglass figure. She had been dressed to kill in a tight, short red dress and matching 4-inch heels. She was also 13 years older than he was and had a wealth of sensual experience. She had swept him off his feet. Within hours, they were in a nearby hotel tangled in sheets. Tasha had shown him not only how to please a woman, but how to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?